ביום הנדף צדיק גימל עמד א' Let us again start from Ha'imel Samei Es Heine. Let us go back to the Mishnah Dav Tadik Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows: Ha'imel Samei Es Heine Kitas Yodi Shaber Es Ragli Chai Almenas Lifter Zoso Chai Kras Ksusi Shaber Es Kadi Chayev Almenas Lifter Es Potter. So let us see the Gemara and that Tzadikim Ola Medale. Omalei Rab Asi Barchome Lerabe. Rab Asi Barchome Esther Shaila Terabe Maishna Reishe or Maishna Seife. In both cases he said Bepeh Molei Almenas Lifter. And therefore, that is why in the Sefer is Potter. Afal Pikein in the Reisha is Chai. Omar Lei, so Rabbi answered him, Lefisha ein Odom Moichel al Roshe Eivorim. A person is not Moichel al Roshe Eivorim. That means he told him Ktas Yodi, that's what he told him, but there's a non Sadi, he's not Moichel. So even though he says he's Moichel, but we know he's not Moichel. So Memela, so even though he said, I'm a Nas Lifter, you can do it and you'll be Potter, he's Zicha not Moichel even on the Chiyuv Tashlumim. Omalei, so Ravasi is Rabbe, v'chi Odom Moichel al Tzaroi, is a person Moichel al Tzaroi? The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Akeini, Ptsaeini, Almanas, Liftel, Potter. If you're telling me there's an Ansadi, a person is in Moichel al Roshe Avorim, Yizicha doesn't mean to be Moichel. So if a person says Akeini, Ptsaeini, and there'll be Tzar, he is Moichel. Ishtik. So, Rabbi, so Takasha from the Baraisa. So Ishtik, the Rabbi did not know what to answer. Omar, so he asked him, Midi Shmi Eloch Baha, did you hear anything? A difference why you are Chayiv in the Reisha, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seife. Omalei Hochi Omar Rav Sheshes Mishum Pagam Mishpoch. Rav Sheshes said, the Reisha, the reason why he's Potter, because the reason why he's Chayiv in the Reisha, even though he said, Almanas Lifter, Mishum Pagam Mishpoche. Now, the Taich of Pagam Mishpoche, the Raivet brings down two Pshotim in Pagam Mishpoche. One Pshat, the Raivet says, Loi Kol Heimenu Limchoil. Amoyradike Pshat. That means if a person comes, Reuben tells Shimon that Ketayas Yodi, you should make me handless. So Memele, and then he says, I'm an Aslifter, you'll be Potter. So the reason the Mechila doesn't help, because that what he is handless, is not only affecting him, it's affecting him as mishpach also. Now they have someone handless or someone blind in the mishpacha. It's a pagam to the mishpacha. So therefore, his mechila doesn't help. Loi kol haymenu limchel. He can't be meichel. That's a meiridike chiddush. We're speaking about the chiyuv tashlumin. So, is there a chiyuv tashlum into the mishpacha also? If a person went and cut off his hand, that is, you have to pay the mishpacha. But lemaisa, we did have a similar halacha that it could be there is a din tashlum into the mishpacha. We had a gemara on daf peivov amid beis. The gemara klaus a shaila. that if a person was mevazeh someone and he died, so the Gemara declares is the achiyav teshlumei boishes. Mishum kisufa dideyu vori mayis lei, oidume mishum boishes mishpoche. So it seems as a din tashlumei boishes to the mishpoche. So it could be there is a psadin tashlumim, yet it's a merdik echidish. So my mele, so one mahalach, and the raivet is al pagam mishpoche, lav kol kiminei. He's not cutting off his hand, does not only affect him, it affects the mishpoche also. So my mele, he can't be moichel. Reminds me of a medrash. The medrash brings down a story. There were two people in the ship, and one of them started boring a hole on his side of the ship. So the other one told him, what kind of mice is this? You're making a hole in the ship. He says, what's your business? I'm making the hole on my side. No, pshat is, you make a hole on your side, the whole ship will sink. So my mail, that is l'chayre pshat and deraivet also. Deraivet says, you tell him, cut off my hand, but this is a pagam. This is a pagam to the whole mishpoche. This is a pagam mishpoche. So therefore, lav kol kiminei to be meichel. Inami. Now, then the Raivet says another pshat in the Gemara. Kiven the ike pegam mishpoche lo ilam eini meichel afa pishoim aloy al menas lifte. Then the Raivet says a second pshat. That als pegam mishpoche, that means that was Rapshesh's teretz. Something that only affects him, Pitzeni, he tells him to Pitzeni or Hakeni, so it only affects him, and he asks, and he tells him, Almanas Lifta. So he means it. He means what he said. It only affects him, and he means it. But if this is something that affects the whole Mishpacha, he doesn't mean what he's saying. So Mamelis and Nansadi doesn't mean what he's saying. Is Kivin Dikipakam Mishpoch Aloy Lameni Meichel. He can't be Meichel. He's not Meichel. Ava Pishay Malay Amanas Lifta. So we have two Mahalchim in the Raivet Pshat in Rav Sheshes. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Mishum Pagam Mishpoch. So Taisvis says, Mishalim Akil Afilu Tzad. You pay for the tzar also. So that's the chmir that Taisus learns like the second pshat in the Raivet, that mishum pagam mishpoche, he doesn't mean that he wants the pato, that this action is making a pagam in the whole mishpoche. He doesn't mean to pater him. So he doesn't mean to pater everything that's nichlal in the hakor. I don't mean to pater nezik, I don't mean to pater tzar. I don't mean what I'm saying. If it's only Pitzeni Vakeni, some Mela there, it only affects me, so I mean what I said. So you put it from everything. But if it's something that is a poigim the Omishbachas, I don't mean what I said. So I didn't mean to pat anything, Yimakuyev to Peta. But according to the first Pshat in the Raivit, according to the first chapter, the Raivet says, "Als pgam mishpoche lav kol kiminei limto." You're not a balabos to be meichel. That means he's meichel, but you can't be meichel on the pgam mishpoche. So whatever creates a pgam mishpoche nezek, I can't be meichel. But the tzar, I'm a balabos on my tzar, and I was meichel. So then he should be put to pay tzar. So lechera from Taisus, it would seem that Taisus learns like the second shot in Raivet. Itmer, Rabbi Ishaya Omar, Mishum Pagam Mishpoch. That Mishum Pagam Mishpoch, after he told him, Beferish Amanas Lifta, he's Chayim. That's Pshan, the Mishnah Samis, Eini, Ktayodi, Yur, Chayim. Rava Omar, Mishum Shein Odom, Moichel, Aroshe, Eivorim, Shaloi. Now, we look at Rava. Now let us see Rashi. Was ist hier Rashi? Amenas lifter, amenas shetei potter. Fein. Rav Amos in Oda Moichal Arashi Eivoro, u bereise loy tikshi, ay, the bereise said that, pzeini, hakeini pzeini, you are potter, ta alzar, ay, Moichal Oda, Arashi Eivoro, he's not Moichal, and Anzar, he is Moichal. So here it's an Anzadi, and Rosh Hashem doesn't mean what he said. And by Tzach, he does mean what he said it, and there's no Anzadi, so I said it means what he said. And I'd just like to mention a shtickel ha'ore. L'chayre, Rove said the same thing that Rabbi said. That was Rabbi's parents also. Rabbi said, Maish nareisha, maish naseif, l'shin odam moichal ha'rosh ha'yivorem. And then he asked the Makashim, he asked him the Sanya, so he didn't know. He said this Teretz, and then he asked him the person Moichel al Tzaroi, he didn't know. And then Rabbi says the same Teretz, Mamish the same Teretz that Rabbi said, and Rashi says, so Bereisele Tikshi Dal Tzarim Moichel Odom. So Rabbi differentiated between Rosh Evorim and Tzar. So L'chayre, if that's the difference between Rav and Rabbi, so Rabbi should have said something. I mean, the Gemara is Moiridik Sosom. He said the same Lashon of Rabbi, and Rashi, what's with Tzar? Oh, the Tzar is different. So, Zizikir is Chosom in a Sefer. So that's the Chmir, that Rabbi did not say the same thing like Rabbi. Let us look in the Lashon of Gemara. The Gemara said, what did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, "Lefi shein adam moichel al roshei eivorim." That's what Rabbi said. What did Rabbi say? "Lefi mishum shein adam moichel al roshei eivorim shaloi." His roshei eivorim. Now, if we look at the lashon of Rashi, "Lefi shein adam moichel al roshei eivorim." So that's where here Rabbi said the whole parrot. Rabbi said the Teretz. Rabbi said that he should be missing an Eivor. Eivor Rav. It's Eivorim Shaloi. He should be, a person isn't Moichel. He said you should be Potter. He can't believe what he said. It's not funny. Doesn't mean what he said. So Memele, if I'm telling you, a person doesn't want to lose his Eivor, somebody has to cash out, but he's Moichel on top. And Shuldik, I told you a person, it is an Antzadi, he's not Moichel on Eivoro. So yes, me Akashi is Moichel on Tzadi. Yes, Tzad is not Eivoro. Rabbi said, Lefishinoda Moichel on Roshe Eivoro, not the Nekude, he's missing it. This is such a thing, a person is Moichel. So he's not Moichel on Roshe Eivoro, he shouldn't be Moichel on Tzadi either. He didn't that. Maximil, the Shaloi is the key of Rabbi's Teretz. Rav Yochanan Oma. Now Rav Yochanan comes with a new Teretz. Yesh hein shehu kelav. Now Rav Yochanan makes a whole new akimt in the Mishnah. Till now we were learning shot that the Nizik was speaking. Ha'oimel tzameh eseinei chayet. Almenas lifter, the Nizik said, you should do it, and you'll be potter, yosachayit. That's how we learned till now. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, no, you're learning wrong shot in the Mishnah. The Almenas lifter was not said by the Nizik, it's said by the Mazik. It was a question. The Mazik, he told them, Sama Yeseide. So that's what the Nizik told them. The Mazik was not so naive, so he said, hey, I hear, Almanas lifter, but if I do it, I'll be potter. And he answered him. He said, yes. He said, yes, you'll be potter. So now, that's the case of the Mishnah. He agreed to his question. So now, Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, Yesh hein shehu kelav. I could say hein, but I mean, no. Can hear how the sarcasm drips from what I'm saying. I'm saying Veloshin Tamiya. Yeah, you'll be Potter, yeah. V'yesh lav shehu kein, and there's a lav that sometimes he can ask me, will I be potter? And he says no. And the no means, sure, you'll be potter. I told you do it. So will I be potter? No, you won't be potter. That is Yesh Lav Shukei. Tanya Nami Ochi. Now the Gemara brings a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned about Raisa. Hakeini Ptzeini Almanas Lifta. Here's he called the Raisa speaking about is a question and answer. Almanas Lifta. Va'omaloi Hain. Hare Yeshain Shukelab. He tells him yes, but you can hear it means no. Kras Ksusi Almana, and he asked him Almanas Lifta. Va'omaloi Lav. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz. Now, let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Adam Moichel Alakel. Rabbi Yochanan, this Shtik Torah we had now of Tkam Mishpoche, Roshei Yevoro, these Terutzim were Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Shaya, Rove, they were saying a person is in Moichel. They were saying a Merdekish Tiktaira. He says, Bepemoli, you should Ktaes Yodi, and you'll be Potter. He's telling him, straight, he's Potter. It doesn't mean anything. There's an Ansadi, a person is in Moichel on Rosh Hashanah. He can talk from today to tomorrow. There's an Ansadi, doesn't mean what he said. Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such an Ansadi. Adam Moichel Alakel. If he says he's Moichel, he's Moichel. Don't read between the lines. Umas Nisen, Lav the Omalai Nechbal Lechoivel Ktaes Yodi Almenashe Teipoto. That's not Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah's not speaking about that. He told them, cut my hand and you'll be potter to pay. The Mishnah is speaking about Elektas Yodi Stoma. He said, cut my hand. Oh, Malay Choyvul, and the Choyvul asked him, Almanas Liftoil, Kleimel. I hear what you're saying, but, Emily Ata Almanashe Yepota, Vomloy Hayah Hain, yeah. Kumash Malamas Nisin, Vyesh Hain Shukilab. The words are Hain, Uche Goim, but you have to hear how it was expressed. The Metame, yeah, you'll be Potter, yeah, I'll Potter you, you cut off my hand, I'll Potter you. So from the Lashon of that he answers him, you see, he said, Hain, but the expression, how it was said, you can understand, it means La. That's how Rabbi Yochanan said, Pshat in our Mishnah. Hakeini Ptzeini, Ba'oma Leizeh Amenas Lifta, Ba'oma Hanechbal Hain, Yesh Hain Shukela, Yatma Chai. Yes, but the Lashon of the Braise says, there is a hain, that means no. There's a hain, that means yes also. So Rashi says, what does it depend on? It depends on the expression of his tone. Yes, hain shukilav, i'atma chayit. V'ibin echusa hadre, but if he answered him with a straight yes, will I be caught? He said, yes. Potter. Fine. So the Baraisa says, by Pitzeini Vakeini, you have to be done on the tone of his voice. So Rashi says, we heard enough in the Baraisa before that said, Akeini Pitzeini Amanas Lifter Potter, that Baraisa did not tell us we have to be done on anything. But the Omar Nechbal Kula Milsa. There, it's not speaking about there was a question and answer. They're speaking about the Nechbal told him everything. He told them, Hakeini Uptzeini Amanas Lifter, Dohovadei Dafka Omala. If there's no question and answer, he tells them straight, do it, and I meichel you, then it's Ichapot, a person is meichel on everything. And now let's go back to the Baraisa. Yeshlav Shehu Kehain, Iyatma Potter. That means the Philly said no. He asked him, will I be potter if I tear your baguette? And he said, no. So Mamela, it means, he's going to be potter. Vahai the knockout, fine. So Be'emes and Rashi, Rashi Shita is, that the in Yesod, a person is, if he's Michael, he's Michael on everything. The chilukim that it says in the Mishnah is not that the chiluk is not between kaksusi in kates yodi. The chiluk is the way he answered him. A person is Michael everything. If he answered him beloshin tamiya, it means the opposite. If he answered him beloshin nechusi, means what he said. So Rashi says, so why did the Mishnah tell us two cases? By chiyuv it said ktas yodi. By ptur it said kaksusi. L'chayra, there's no difference what the dova hanizik is. The difference is how he answered him. So Rashi, why the noked chiyuv legabi make upoitzeya? Not the Mishnah, the Baraisa. Beide noch et chiv legabi make o poitzeya o ptur legabi mamoyne uche de milse nokat de mochel inish a mamoyne tvei migufe. So the bereise that said there could be a lav that means yes and there could be a hein that means loy and the bereise differentiated between akeini tzeini and kraksusi. And because it's dibur b'hoyda. Normally a person is not meichel tzarei, and normally a person is meichel kraksusi. So in this normal case, he wants to tell us a revuse that even though he said yes, he could mean no, and even though he said no, he could mean yes. Now I'd like to just mention one nekude. We have here a baraisa that on the baraisa we see that one is Michael Hakor, one is Michael Kaksusi, but you have to hear how he answered Almanas Lifto. That means Sadova Hanimchal. And if he says he's Michael, but you have to hear the tone of his voice. Now, and the one says, that was what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Pshat in the Mishnah also. And the mother says, Tanya Namihochi. Arayat Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was choylik on the previous Amiroim. The previous Amiroim said, Rava said, a person is not Michael Roshe Ebola. And Rabbi Shai also, a person is not Michael because of Kam Mishpacha, a person is not Michael. Rava says a person is Michael. And now the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And so there's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The Barais is speaking about Betaini Vakaini, which everyone agreed is a Bar Mechila. And the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Rabbi Shai is speaking about Roshe Yevorim, which involves Kam Mishpoche, and they don't have any Arai from the Baraisa whatsoever. So Dachsich Mil the Tanya Nami Hochi is not on the Etzem Teretz that Rabbi Yochanan said on the Mishnah. The Etzem Teretz that Rabbi Yochanan said on the Mishnah in which he's choylik with Rav and Rabbi Shai. I don't have any raya from the Baraisa. The Baraisa is talking about Tzar, which everyone agrees you could be Moichel. Tanya Nami Hochi, that there is such a concept that we judging from the tone of what he said, we explain what he said. That was Rabbi Yochanan's dictation. Now Rabbi Yochanan God holds Mechilos by everything. That is not Tanya Nami Hochi. But Rabbi Yochanan also said that you do not take his words literally, and if you're tone deaf, don't be a dying, because you won't know to understand what he's saying. Rabbi Yochanan said if a person said something, and from the tone of his voice, we can understand that he means the opposite, we say then he means the opposite. In Tanya Nami Hochi, there's such a concept. But in Yesod, that what he said, Pshat in the Mishnah, that one could be Moichel, the one is Moichel. The one is Michael Afilo Rosh Eborov. That is no Tanya Nami Hochi. Now let us see Taisus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshlav Shu Kehen VYeshen Shu Kelav. The Taisus Lushnuye Masnis and Kosi. He wants to come and for the Mishneh. Maishno Lushnuye he wants to come to beemfer the Mishne, Meishna Reisha, Meishna Seif. Upirish bekuntres, bein Reisha, bein Seif. Imamalei lav bitmiye, avike hein. Imamalei hein bitmiye, avike lav. But so according to Rashi, everything, I really know what he means in his takamoichel, his takamoichel. Pavamotzi lemisni bereishe tavayu. In reality, you could have said both cases in the reishe, niske gufay, in niske umamoine, that you chayev when he said hein bitmiye. Vehein beseife, aluche de milsa nokach, and ach limchel. Al niske momen, vein derech limchel, al niske guf. Vedoichekel. This is a big doichek, because then it's in the mission is more than exhausting. The Barais is very clear. The Barais says, oh, yes, I'm a lot, Islav Shukahain. But the Mishnah, it doesn't say what he said. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. And the Reisha says, Yechayev, the same says Yepota. The reason is because the Reisha, he said, Hein Veloshin Tmiya, the Sefer is speaking about that he said Lav Veloshin Tmiya, or he said Hein Veloshin Nechusa. Ikir Chosim in a Sefer. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. The Mishnah just says the question. The Mishnah doesn't say how he answered. I assume he answered. And the Mishnah differentiates between Niske Gufa and Niske Mamayna. Ela Nira Lafodish. So Tosfos is Chilek on Rashi. The niske gufay, afilo omaloi heim shedoyme ka'oyma v'nichusa. That means he said a yes, that if you're not, if you don't listen very good, it sounds like you don't hear the sarcasm from what he's saying. He says, will I be part if I cut off your hands? He said, yes. Shadoime kioime benichuse. Mistame bitmiye kama. No. Yeah, it's not mistavel. So if there's a slight doubt in his tone of voice, does itake mean it seriously? Or there's a tzad to say that this yes, maybe he means it sarcastically. So the din is by niske gufoi, I assume, that he means it sarcastically. Mistame bitmiya kama. Ubeniske mamoine omale lav. Vidoime kaoime benichuse. It sounds almost like he's saying, yes, well, I'd be part of it. He said, no. Mistame bitmiya kama. But mistame, this is meant sarcastically. Why should I say yes? I'm a bipota. Why? Because Kiv and Shemitri Lo Amalei Kras Ksusi Yishveres Kad. He told them before to do it. So he told them to do it. Now yes, but will I be bipota? So that what he said? No, it's sarcastically because I told you to do it. So well, you be bipota? No, you won't be bipota. Yes, Svam Shekosu Bem Keitzad V'Loi Gosin Elay. Shaber eskadi kras ksusi chayev. Now, we hear in the Mishnah, if a person told someone, Shaber eskadi kras ksusi yachayev. Urimini, unless he said, I'm patting you, so then you're put. But if he just told them, Shaber eskadi kras ksusi, and he did it, yachayev. Urimino, Alesh Yuakash. It says in the Pasik of Mishpatim, it says by Fekodim, Chiyitain Ish al Re'eyo Kesav Eikelem Lishmer. He gave it him to watch. Lishmer V'loy La'abed. But let me just tell you, before we see the Loshna Rashi, this is the Mashal and Shpatim Rashi. I went over to the person, I told him, here's a keli, I want you to watch it, but if you want to break it, you can break it. I want you to watch it, if you want to break it, you can break it. Lishma b'loy la'abe, lishma b'loy l'koya, lishma alone, but if he told him also, if you want to break it, you can break it, if you want, if you want to tear it, you can tear it. Lishma v'loy lechalik lani. In a third case, he's also a potter from Shamrim, M'chiyuvay Shamrim, if he told him, I have tzedakah money, he says, I have $1,000 tzedakah money, I'm giving it to you to divide between and the niyim yuma. You can divide whatever you want to, I'm giving it to you to divide. So in these three cases, the Pasuk says, if you were Pesheya, the Pasuk is speaking about Hashem Mechinen, you're Pesheya, you're Potter. You're Potter in all these three cases, and now let us see Rashi, so far. Let us see Rashi. Lishma v'loy la'abit, ki yitain lishma, divkide etzloy lishma. If he said, I'm giving it to you to watch, chayev v'pshiyah. V'loik shiv kidei etzloi almanas la'abed, oi almanas l'koya, oi almanas l'chalik lani. So the Mashal says, almanas does not mean told him on the condition. It means, if you want to, you can. Almanas means, if you want, you can, if you want, you can break it. If you want, you can tear it. Almanas, the third case, almanas is l'chalik lani. The loy kerinim beilishma. This is not kolishma. It was not given to you to watch. All these three cases is not called given to you to watch. Now Rashi is going to explain the third case. Amanas lechalik lani. The kivin the omalei chelkeyu. Since he told him, divide it. Su loy the mafkid nino. So it doesn't belong to the mafkid anymore. It means I had tzedakah money and I told you divide it to whoever you want. So that means it's not mine anymore. I'm giving it to you to divide. The whole bailus is yours. Uman katova. So now if it's got lost, who's going to be teveya? I can't be teveya. I gave it over to you to divide. So if it's not mine anymore, I'm out of the picture. Vaniyim loy motzi tovi, the lechol chad v'chad motzo melav l'didoch yivna el lachine. And Oni will come along and say, no, I heard that the Yankel gave you $1,000 to give Taniyim. No, you lost it. You owe me $10. Who said I'd ever give you a penny? So Memele, so he's Potter. So the Chiyuve in the third case, the Chiyuve Shamrim is not, there's no Chiyuve Shamrim on him. Because it was not given to him Lishmael, it was given Lechalik Laniyim, which means that the Bailam of Rishayna was Mesalik his Bailas. The Aniyim never was zeich in it. It depends on the judgment of this person who will give to whoever he wants to give. So no one can mount from it. That's the third case. But let's go to the first two cases. The first two cases are that I told him, Lishma, I want you to watch it. And if you want, you can tear it, you can break it. He told them this. And here it says, you also put. Here it says, you also put. So what is the Gemara asking Akasha? So let's appreciate the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, it says in our Mishnah, Krak Susi, and if you didn't tell him I'm an ass lifter, he's higher. I go over, I tell a person, you should tear my beggar. He tore it, he's Mechuyiv to pay. I told you to tear it, you tore it, he's Mechuyiv to pay. There was no mention at all you'll be potter to pay. I just said kaksusi. Kaksusi does not mean you'll be potter to pay. Allah says, I'm a fair shamanas lifter. And here in this drash it says, and if a person gave someone lishma velikraya, he's potter to pay. Right. Now before we go further, there's a kasha which has to be addressed, which the Raivat asked the kasha and Taisus asked the kasha. Amir the kasha. The kasha is as follows. This parsha in Rashi says beferish like this. This parsha is speaking about pshia. This is the parsha Rishayna that's speaking about Hashem Achim. Chit nishal eil kesev akelem lishma. So it says, if it got stolen, or whatever, if he's a pshia, he's chayiv. Right. If he's a pshia, he's chayiv. He's put on the neighbor by babe. So this parsha is speaking about chiyuvei shomrim. So if I tell you, if you want, you can break it. So that means, there's no chiyuvish. If he tells him, if he wants, he can break it. So kaponim, that, we learn that from the book, there's no chiyuvish yomra. If he was peshay, he's potter to pay. But the Mishnah is speaking about, that he mamashi broke it. So what's the kasha? That means to saying if you want you can break it will accomplish is no chiyum yishomrim. But if you broke it be your dayim could be there yitakachay. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? This kasha bothers the Rishayim. So before we'll see Toysvus, I just like to say the Raivitz are Teretz, and then we'll see Toysvus. Could be Rashiel like the Raivitz, or could be, we'll see Rashiel some, because Rashiel, this is not called Lishma. So the Raivitz says, if you look at the Parsha is not only speaking about Pshia, the Parsha is speaking about Shlichus Yad Osam, Lashalach Yodav Imlechus Chayev. The Parsha says, Ashoymer is Chayim and Shlichus Yad. And the Pasuk says that Tafkev Imchit and Nishalei Lishmael. But if it was Lishmael Velikroya, he's not Chayiv on Shlichashad. Shlichashad is Afilo B'yadayim. He was Shaleiach Yad. So you see in the Parsha, Lishmael Velikroya, your potter, Afilo B'yadayim. That's how the Raivid learned Shat in the Gemara's Kasha. Now let us see Taisvis. We'll just learn Chalokim. Halakim of Taisus to understand the Gemara. Let's see Taisus. Lishma lishma v'lalabed lishma v'lalikoy. Tema, my kapolim. Nehei de poto leikro mi pshiye de ta'ena chanami. If I told them if you want you can tear it, he's poto from pshiye. Le metzine, we don't find shapotre in korab ibed v'yadayim. So what's the kasha? The Mishnah is speaking about who's mabed v'yadayim and that the din is awat and yechayim. The Pasuk is speaking about, he was Peshe, and that's the dinner to this part. V'yeshloimar, didaik midiktoni v'loy l'koya. It says, when is he potter from Pshiye? If you told him v'loy l'koya. V'yiloy boy ele lifter k'shenevad v'pshiye. If the whole Pasuk is coming to tell us that he's potter k'shenevad v'pshiye, ma'iri d'omalei almanas l'koya. To be potter from Pshiye, don't say almanas l'koya. That means to be potter from Pshiya, you don't have to say something positive. If you didn't say a loshen shmira, you're also potter. Kedidorish b'mechilten lishmael Rav Shimon Omer atsheyatskid etzloi v'yoyma heilech ushmoili. You're only chayev b'chiyuvish shemrim. If you said v'peh moli shmoli, avum amalei, but if he did not say shmoli, he told them einecha boy. Here's this. Keep an eye on it. That's all what he said. Potter, keep an eye on it. It's very nice, but there's no. It does not in any way mean that I'm obligated to watch it. I hear what you say. But there's no key of shomrim if you don't say beferish lishma. So memela, so Taisva says, so let us see, we have here a drash, the drash says that he's potter if he says lishma, if you want you can tear it. So Taisva, what is the drash coming to tell us? If it's coming to tell us that he's potter from Pshiya, you don't have to say such a loshon of Ivani can tear it. As long as you don't say a loshon shmira, automatically you're potter from Pshiya. So al kochoch, this loshon that he said lishma v'lo lishma v'likroya is speaking, is coming to tell us that he's potter filo is kireya v'yadai. Let's stop over here. That's one mahalach in Taisvis. Now let's go down around seven lines. V'ri meforish, v'ri says another pshat. V'hochi pirusha. What pshat the Gemara's kasha? Lishma v'loy l'koya, perish, shenosan loy lishma, loy hirshu loy l'koya v'loy la'abit. If he didn't give any permission to tear it, so then he's chayiv. Os chayiv, b'chol din shayim. Then he's chayiv, b'chol din shayim, I'm a pshiv. I told you lishma period. Ha, volim hirshayu likroyu la'abedim yirtze, but what if he gave him permission? I'm giving to lishma, if you want to tear it, you can tear it. Hein olav din shayim alis chayiv b'chol. Then he doesn't have a din shayim. If you tell him, v'peh mole, you're telling him, I'm giving you to what? But if you want to tear it, you can tear it. Rameshim mekabla elishma. So the Kabbalah Shmira is not mechayev him. Chiyuvay Shmira. Kivin shenoysen leirishut gam lekoyu la'abed in yud. Fine. But that means it's a p'tul p'shiyah. Bozuk toisves. Ve'im nesinas rishus likoya ein peitrosa min akriye. But now that's pshat in the Gemara, if it says in our Mishnah. When a person tells someone that you should tear my beged, and he tears that he's chayif to pay. So you see, telling him to tear it in no way patas moment. I can tell you this, but it doesn't mean anything. So why is he potter from Chiyuv Shmira? If I told him Lishma, and if you want, you can tear it. So he said, look, he says he wants, he can tear it. So Memele is a raya that he's potter from. She didn't really make him a shema. Let me ask you, do you take this Amenasal Kaya with a grain of salt, yes or no? If you take it without a grain of salt, that means he's allowed to tear it. So he's allowed to tear it. And if he tears it, he's potter to pay. So then we have a kasha on our mission. And if you tell me, you have to take it with a grain of salt, and that's like a shem in our Mishnah, it doesn't mean a p'tul tashlumim. So it doesn't mean a p'tul tashlumim. So memela, how do you know that he comes to patim from Shmira? He doesn't mean what he says in tirtze likoya karam. You can't know yilei lechoshay, v'shoymech, shenosan lei rishus gam likoya, gilu lei nosan loi. Elo lishmir stop. So Bekitza, where are we up to? We're up to Akasha. We have a baraisa that says, a person who gave someone a beged lishma, and he told, so he's chayv b'chiyuv b'sham. If he told him, lishma v'likroya, so he's potter for chiyuv b'sham. Let's learn like the rish pshat. So that means, by telling him you have a rishus to be kireya, so there's no chiyuv b'sham. And from this we see al kaponim that if he's kerei, he's not kapota to pay. And our Mishnah says, if he told him kraksusi, he's chayiv to pay. Omar Rav Huna loikashe ho da osi liyodei ho da loi osi liyodei. The Mishnah is speaking about the osi liyodei. The Baraisa is speaking about the loy osi liyodei. Now, before we see Taisus, how Taisus learns pshat, I'd just like to tell you over the Rashba's pshat, and the Rashba's a little different than Taisus, but let me just tell you over the Rashba's pshat. The osi liyodei means as follows. He told this person, I'm giving this to you, Lishmer, and if you want, you can tear it. Fine. Run, you can tear it. So now the Gemara is saying, if you want, you can tear it, doesn't mean anything. That's what it says, Pshat, in our Mishnah. We'll see. But that is only if he told him, no, I'm sorry. The case of our Mishnah is that he was osi liyod. That means like this, I told you, I want you to watch it, and if you want, you can tear it. So since I'm telling you, I want that you should watch it, so you hear, I want that you should watch it. So my mailer, so that means, I want you should watch it. So then I said, if you want, you can tear it, that you have to take with a grain of salt. Just said, if you want, you can watch it. Now he says, if you want, you can tear it. So Memele, then I say he's chayiv al shoyma. He took it, he's taking it with the whole understanding. That means, I want you should take it al shoyma, and if you want, you can tear it. So then I say that he really means you should be a shoyma, and that what he said, if you want, you can tear it, is not necessary. He doesn't mean what he said. And that's, then he's mechayiv al shoyma, okay? And that is pshat la mishnah. The Baraisa that says your potter is speaking about that he didn't take it. He tore it on the ground. He didn't take it. He told him, I want you to take him to be a shem, and if you want, you can do it. So Memele, So if he does the whole thing, that means he takes an outside shema. Then I say, if he told him, I want you to be a shema, so that what he said, if you want, you can tear it, it's not up to a tashlum. That's if he took it out shema. He did exactly what Yenna said. But if he never took it out shema, he tore it when it was munach ba'oretz, so then he stuck a pota. And that is pshat, in the Baraisa. Lishmer, but not lishmer ula'abe. Lishmer, yeah. If he said lishmer la'abe, then he's pota. That is pshat in the Gemara's, in the Torah. Just let's see a little further. Omar Afuna, Lekasha Dosla Yodi, Odla Yosla Yodi. So it comes out of evil. The minute he takes it lishma, so the almenas la'abed does not patter him, he's chayim al shayma. But if it was lo yosi liyodi, he never picked it up, so he never was mekabel shmire. So then the almenas la'abed accomplishes that he's not mechuyif to pay. That is pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the osa liyodei v'kora v'yodayim chayev, ilo yom leh manas lifter, afilo osa liyodei mikore al manas lavet, even though this was said, that you should take it, you should be a shomer, al manas lavet. Let us just see one shtickel in Tosfos. Hoda osa liyodei. Perish. Masnisin shenosan liyoda. The Mishnah is speaking about shenosan liyoda. Va'omalei. Now Tosfos learns a little different. Not, I thought the Rashi says it's speaking about that before he took it, he told them lishmer ulabe. Tosfos says no. At first he gave it to him. Va'omalei shmer. And after he gave it to him, he has it now, he told him, Shmer, Vim tirtze lekroye, you want to tear it? I say, kirtzei necho. So this I said, teich kedei dibu. I gave it to him, and I said, and I gave it to him, and I said, I want you to watch this, but if you want, you can tear it. The kivin shechos alachefetz, that since we see this person as chos alachefetz, so I'm like, koroi, I didn't tell you to tear it right away. First, I gave it to you, and I said, I'm giving this to you, you should watch. So even though later, he ends off by saying, enough, you want, you can tear it. I see from the beginning that they wanted he should watch it. This thing has a chshivus by him. So that what he said later, I just want to make him feel good. I don't mean what I'm saying. I'm telling you, you should watch it. Don't be worried. I wanted to make sure that Yenna shouldn't be ba'atzvis. Who knows what kind of a mafkid he got now. I gave him a chifetz. Maybe I'll be medactic yois midai im tikora. There'll be a small rip in it, and I'll go and I'll schlep him to din teire, and then I'll have to be vitamid bedin. Who the kamalei? So I thought, you know, if you want, you can tear it. So that's what I told him. If you want, you can tear it. Does not at all mean literally. I just want to. You should sleep. You shouldn't be so pale. I'm a nice guy, I won't, if there'll be a small whip, I won't slap you to the entire, I'm a normal person. So in order to express what he really means, so he says, no, if you want, you can tear. But it doesn't mean that. That is it, it doesn't mean. It means to say, I'm a normal person, I'm not medag de kyo yisa medag. But I see that he really doesn't mean what he said, because first he gives it, oh, come, I want you to be my shema. Yeah, oh, here, take it to be my shema. Gives it to him, and then he says this nai. So then I understand that nai is only to make him feel good, that he shouldn't be doyig. What did I get into? Even though when he got it, he told him then, you can't tear it. Sha'omalei b'shas nesina. When he gave it to him, he told him, but if you want, you can tear it. Chayiv alakri. Yechayiv alakri, because he never, I made him a shema. I made him a shema, and that what I said, if you want, you can tear it, I don't mean it literally. The Beraisa that says, that's the case of the Mishnah. Beraisa that says, Yepota, B'delei Osa Liyodai, I never gave it over to him. Sha'om Alei, Tu Chayfetz Pleini Hamunach Shom, take that Chayfetz, Tishmereyu Li, you should watch it for me. V'imritzoincha Tikreyu. So in this case, the Rashba holds that's called Osa Liyodai if you took it. Tosfos holds, no, if I didn't put it into sand, I told them, take it. And if you want, you can tear it. Va'acha kach not levekole. The kivin she'ein eichas olo. Ela she'noisen le'rishus koidim she'yitneu liyodai. Im kein ein choishesh im yoivdeyu. So then, I don't care even if it'll be miyabedit. So there, I mean to pater him legamri. So it comes out that the Gemara said at Teretz, that the Mishnah is speaking about, we'll say Tosfos Pshat, that he gave it to him, I want you to watch it, and if you want, you can tear it. So that doesn't mean anything, that he can tak it, tear it. There means, don't worry, I won't be medagdic with you. But if he tears it, he's takeh chayiv. Because we see, he gave it over to Lishmael. The Baraisa that says, Lishmael v'loy la'abe, is speaking about, he didn't give it over to him. He told them, I want you should take it, pick it up, take it, and if you want, you can tear it. So there, since he didn't give it over to him, that we say is a reshus that you're permitted to tear. Omalei Rabbe, so Rabbe asked, I'm sorry, the same shot in the Baraisa speaking about it, he didn't give it over to him, Lishma da'osa liyodei mashma. The Baraisa is speaking about Chiyitin Ishel Reyeu Kesavai Kalim Lishma, and that we said he gave it to him, and he's Chayiv, if he just said Lishma, but he said Lishma ula'abe yopata, I'm sorry. I feel he gave it over to him. Zot Rashi, Lishmer the Osa Liyode Mashme, Sivki Yitain, Pavlochi Kamamayit Lai, Hodos Liyode Mikore, Betayre Shmire. I first gave it to him, Lishmer. Vahodar Omalay, and afterwards, 10 days later, I come over to him. Kra, if you want, you can tear it. Listen. Then he's chayit. And the Baraisa is speaking about that he said it in one sentence. I'm giving it to you to watch, and if you want, you can tear it. Then he's not kipota. Let's see what Taisva says. Omalei Rabbe, in the middle of the Taisva, Omalei Rabbe, lishme dosel yodei mashme. Doch im Mashme kro shenosan loy, I think the Rishus is a grais, shenosan loy lishmer belvat, when is he chayiv, he gave it lishmer, avol nosan loy gam la'abei, ein olav din shema. So memele, I feel when he gave it, alam harab, mas nisin, bosa liyodei, b'teira shmire belvat. The Mishnah is speaking about it, was osa liyodei b'teira shmire. Veshu, later, a few days later, nimla, since the first nesina was I gave it to him lishma v'loy likoya, v'hanifkat kibal olo, and the nifkat was mekabel, is ma she'omer achakach likoya im yirtze. That what he said later, if you want, you can tear it. I mean, at first I said lishma, and ela mishatav tumimili, ובראיס בדאוס ליודי בתוירס קריה, שמשעס נסין עמלי קיין, וגימש עמלי קיין, קיינים שנעשה שיימר, אין חוישי שם יקרא, סודן יסתה כפוטר. וחוש, סוממילה, וחוש קיין, אם לא יעשו שיימר, So the Chiddush of the Barais is, I feel I made him a shema. But if when I made him a shema, I told him, you know, if you want, you can tear it. So Memela, whatever you do, it's up to you. So the Barais says, you're potter, I feel you tear. V'chosh kein avad givis im leyaso shema, alom leikrak sushi shverkadi, amunach lefonecha, shu potter, then he's a potter.